embedded themselves with American social media companies to manipulate what could appear on social media, expression by the American people. Described by the lower court as the most massive attack on free speech in U.S. history. And even as that pens for a decision by the Supreme Court, Congress would, in this legislation, say, in effect, hold my beer. I don't use TikTok. I think it's ill-advised to do so. Members of this body are famous on TikTok, and I think that's unwise. But I respect the choices of 170 million users in the United States. In the international, the Trump administration attempted to ban TikTok in 2020, and it was held that it couldn't do so in two court decisions because under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act are subject to the Berman Amendment, passed in 1988 by this body to provide that in the interest of dealing with hostile foreign powers, the president can do all sorts of things with respect to commerce, but cannot ban the free flow of information across international boundaries. I've heard that described as a gap in the law, but it's a feature, sir. It's not a bug. This legislation cannot be described as other than receding from the Berman Amendment and that principle in American law, which does not, by the way, did not emerge from the brow of Representative Berman in 1988, but was predicated on a much earlier principle of First Amendment law established in 1965 by the United States Supreme Court in the case Lamont versus Postmaster General, which said the American people have a First Amendment right of access to foreign propaganda. At first, it may be remarkable or strike one as odd to hear that, but that's because the proper relationship between government and citizen in the United States is that the citizen decides what to be exposed to and what ideologies to embrace and consider, and is always free to engage in expression, including across international boundaries. That remains the prevailing constitutional law today, and it begs this question. How could it be that Congress should be working hard to devise a means to circumvent that principle, that prevailing principle of the First Amendment, against the use of a particular means of expression by 170 million Americans? And isn't it ironic that the technical advisors in the construction of this legislation, to design it so that it can get around legislation challenges, including isolating litigation challenges to 180 days and only in the Court of Appeals of the District of Columbia. Those technical advisors are the same folks at the Department of Justice who devised that plan to embed agents of the Department of Justice and other federal agencies with social media platforms in the United States to restrict what Americans could say online. Mr. Speaker, America confronts a grave challenge in China, and it will not prevail by becoming more like it. I yield.
The gentleman from Kentucky reserves. I now recognize the gentlewoman from Washington.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 30 seconds to the gentleman from Kentucky, Mr. Guthrie.
The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to emphasize this bill does not ban TikTok. It simply would require the Chinese Communist Party affiliated ByteDance to sell TikTok and divest their interests. I was asked, does this just affect TikTok? And no, it's any foreign adversary or any app that is owned, controlled, or unduly influenced by any foreign adversary. We must protect our national security and help keep America's private data out of the hands of our foreign adversaries. I urge support of this bill, and I yield back.
I reserve.
The gentlewoman reserves, and I'll recognize the gentleman from New Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield 2 minutes now to the gentlewoman from California, Ms. Eshoo, a member of the committee.
The gentlewoman is recognized for 2 minutes.
I thank the ranking member of the Energy and Commerce Committee. And, Mr. Speaker, I rise today in support of H.R. 7521, the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary-Controlled Applications Act. This bill will ensure the divestiture of TikTok from its People's Republic of China-controlled parent company, ByteDance. And why is it essential for Congress to do this? Because the PRC controls ByteDance, and this presents a serious national security threat to our country. TikTok has 170 million plus U.S. users, and it collects tremendous amounts of sensitive data. They also collect substantial background data that may be proprietary, which may only be available to TikTok. The national security law of the PRC requires all Chinese organizations to, quote, support, assist, and cooperate with national intelligence efforts. Under this law, ByteDance could be compelled by the Chinese government to provide data on every American TikTok user. They can weaponize this data to exploit and manipulate Americans through surveillance and disinformation. This legislation separates TikTok's data, algorithms, and source code from ByteDance. And importantly, this bill does not ban TikTok, something I do not support. I support divestiture because our first and most important responsibility as members of Congress is to defend our Constitution and defend the United States of America. The bill would also give Americans secure ownership of their data, including posts, photos, and videos, and give this administration and future administrations the authority to respond to future national security threats. For all these reasons, I urge all colleagues to vote for this legislation in the name of our national security.
The gentleman from New Jersey's time has expired. I now recognize the gentleman from Kentucky.
I yield 4 minutes to my good friend from Georgia, Ms. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
The representative is recognized for 4 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today as the only member of Congress that has ever been banned by social media. On January 2nd of 2022, Twitter banned me, banned my personal account on which I was campaigning for Congress, raising money, and using my free speech to inform the voters in my district they can vote for me. This was not by a company owned by China. This was by American-owned Twitter. This came on the heels of our own United States government working with big tech and working with social media companies to censor and ban Americans' free speech. I believe that this bill can cause future problems. It's opening Pandora's box, and I'm opposed to this bill. Most Americans don't trust the United States government because of our experience dealing with it. Never forget that the United States government also was the one that provided the Russia hoax to Americans. It also worked to ban Americans' free speech. It also has worked in so many ways to illegally, warrantless spy on Americans through FISA. If we wanted to be serious about stopping a foreign adversary, if we wanted to be serious about stopping China, we would stop China from buying our U.S. farmland. We would raise up our American energy independence. We would also stop the Green New Deal and not rely on China, who owns and operates 85% of the battery market worldwide. There are dangers that lie ahead in this. This is really about controlling Americans' data. And if we cared about Americans' data, then we would stop the sale of Americans' data universally, not just with China. There's some further issues. This is a Pandora's box. What's to stop Congress or the United States government in the future from forcing the sale of another social media company claiming that it's protecting Americans' data from foreign adversaries? I think we could see in the future another Russia, 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 and possibly force the sale of X, as many members in this body claim that Elon Musk is altering the algorithms of X. By the way, it was Elon Musk's purchase of X that restored my social media account on Twitter and allowed me to have my free speech back on Twitter. There's also members of this body, the Democrats are claiming that election meddling can happen on social media. Well, we can never forget Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. We can never forget the election meddling that happened there. And by the way, American-owned Facebook and Instagram is where most of the garbage, like the gender lies and the woke lies, exist. Many Americans and many teenagers believe awful things, and they don't just see them on TikTok, they see them on Facebook and Instagram too. I don't think this will accomplish what the goal is to accomplish. So there's other concerns, I think, here, is that when the government moves into forcing the sale of TikTok, who is going to buy it? That's the question that we should be asking. Who is going to buy it? Who will be the next to control the data of over 170 million Americans? Are we going to trust Mark Zuckerberg to control their data? I certainly don't. By the way, most of the time, my posts on Facebook are shadow banned, and I certainly don't have the reach on that social media account. I think that there's many other ways to protect data, and I think this body is capable of it if
we choose to. The gentlelady's time has expired.
I oppose the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Kentucky reserves. I recognize the gentlelady from Washington.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 1.5 minutes to the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Roy.
The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized from Texas is recognized for 1.5 minutes.
I thank the Speaker. We are in a cold war with China, and some of my colleagues want to ignore this fact. We have legislation before us that is 12 pages long. The bill is not a ban. It forces foreign adversaries, including Chinese communists, to divest. The bill is not a bill of attainder. It's prospective, not retrospective. The bill does not violate the First Amendment. It focuses on conduct, not content. It requires both being controlled by a foreign adversary and conduct that itself is espionage. If you just had one alone, it might be debatable, as the gentleman from North Carolina or Senator Paul note, in that it might protect Americans' rights to seek out and obtain foreign propaganda. But again, that is not this case, because we have, and have as a trigger in the bill, demonstrated national security conduct harm. To be clear, we've properly taken action at the device layer by banning Huawei and ZTE spy gear. We've taken action at the carrier level, prohibiting China Mobile and China Telecom from connecting to our networks based on a determination they are controlled by the CCP and a national security threat. We now need to take action at the application level when malign CCP control has been demonstrated, lest we render meaningless our past actions to protect the United States of America. We should ban Chi-Com ownership of our farmland or drug manufacturing, but we should fight them here and ban the foreign ownership and control of American data and stop apologizing for the Chinese communists. I yield back.
I reserve.
The gentlewoman from Washington reserves, and I'll recognize the gentleman from Kentucky.
I yield 1 minute to my friend on the other side of the aisle, Mr. Garcia from California.
Gentleman's recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have enormous respect for the efforts of my colleagues to focus on security and data protection, and I share many of their concerns. But I disagree with this approach and bill that could impact 170 million Americans who use TikTok. One-third of all U.S. adults use the app, and millions of entrepreneurs and small business owners use the platform to support their family. And yes, just like every other social media platform, there is misinformation and privacy concerns on TikTok, and I share those. However, it's important that we don't treat TikTok differently than other platforms. If we're going to address this issue, we've got to take the same approach to all social media platforms. We can't just single out one. Now, I join many of my colleagues and the ACLU in voicing concern over the freedom of expression. Now, I'm a strong supporter of ensuring that TikTok remains an open marketplace, and there's no guarantee in this bill that there won't be an interruption of service that could lead to an end of this app. I don't think we fully appreciate the impact this is going to have, and for that, I'm a strong no. Thank you, and I yield back.
Gentleman from Kentucky Reserves. and recognize the gentlewoman from Washington.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 30 seconds to the gentleman from Indiana, Dr. Bouchon.
The gentleman is recognized for 30 seconds.
Mr. Speaker, one of the most important duties of the Constitution assigned to Congress is to protect the American people and to safeguard our national security. After hearing from national security experts last week, it is clear the prolific use of media platforms controlled by the Chinese Communist Party and other foreign adversaries poses a danger to our country. I am grateful to my bipartisan colleagues for moving this legislation, showing we will take action to protect the American people, their personal data, and security from foreign interference and manipulation. We took an oath to do so. Thank you, and I yield back.
The gentle lady reserves. I now recognize the gentleman from Kentucky.
I now yield 1 minute to my friend on the other side of the aisle from California, Ms. Kamlager Dove.
The gentle lady is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today to oppose H.R. 7521. Banning TikTok is an insufficient Band-Aid solution to the genuine national security concerns the app raises and exposes. The bill seriously undermines civil liberties by essentially banning a platform that 150 million Americans use to engage in free speech and expression. A statewide TikTok ban has already been paused by a federal judge on First Amendment grounds. Even without TikTok, the PRC could still be able to conduct influence operations on other social media platforms and obtain sensitive U.S. user data through hacking or data brokers. Finally, this bill would greatly expand the executive's authority to ban tech companies with zero congressional oversight. I cannot sign a blank check to some future president who would easily and dangerously weaponize this legislation to profit and silence. Creatives, artists, content creators, and businesses in my district will get caught in the crossfire of this bill and deserve better than federal overreach as a substitute for a thoughtful and incisive solution.
Ladies, time has expired.
Complicated national security challenge. Thank you. I yield back.
Reserve.
Gentleman from Kentucky reserves. I recognize the gentlewoman from Washington.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 40 seconds to the gentlewoman from Iowa, Ms. Henson.
The ladies recognized for 40 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today in support of this simple bill. It forces TikTok to cut ties with the CCP or lose American users. The day after we introduced our bill, TikTok went into panic mode. They lied to their users, saying Congress was going to ban TikTok, using young kids as political pawns. TikTok's gross stunt proved our point. What if on Election Day, TikTok sent out an alert saying our elections were canceled? We must act now. Today, we're sending a message to the CCP that we are going to deflate the 140 million spy balloons that they have installed on American phones. We must act and pass this bill today. Thank you. I yield back.
The gentlelady reserves. I now recognize the gentleman from Kentucky.
Reserve.
Gentleman from Kentucky reserves. I now recognize the gentlelady from Washington.
Mr. Speaker, I'm pleased to yield 1 minute to the gentlewoman from Florida, Ms. Kamik.
The gentlelady from Florida is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today we take a stand against the Chinese Communist Party and their efforts to turn content creators in America into foot soldiers for the CCP. You know, we aren't banning a company as the high-paid lobbyist for ByteDance, which is owned by China, would lead you to believe. We aren't infringing on constitutionally protected speech or growing the size of government. All we're saying is break up with the Chinese Communist Party. As a constitutional conservative, I don't want my government or big tech to have unfettered access to my private data. So why in the hell would we want and allow the Chinese Communist Party to have access to our private data? The CCP is an adversary of the United States, and this legislation narrowly, thoughtfully, and directly addresses the national security threat and protecting Americans' data and, by extension, their First Amendment rights. Because let us not pretend for 1 second that TikTok is not infringing on our amendment, our First Amendment rights. I would say that this bill, as Representative Roy from Texas said, this bill is about conduct, not
content.
General
Lady's time has expired.
Conduct, not content. And there is no restriction mentioned on content
in this bill. The gentlelady's time has expired.
But I will mention,
does a gentlelady from Washington reserve
that the espionage is not covered or protected as one of the five tenets of the First Amendment?
The gentlelady is no longer recognized. The gentlewoman from Washington, you have a minute and three quarters time left, and I now recognize the gentleman from Kentucky.
I'd like to now yield 1 minute to my good friend from Arizona, Mr. Schweikert.
The gentleman is recognized for 1 minute.
And thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, and to my friends. I actually am about to try to make everyone mad. Yay! I actually believe data is a private property right. It belongs to you as an American citizen. The problem with our design here, it's really well-meaning, but it doesn't get at the structural problem. So you have an entity over here, they divest. What makes them not then take the data, sell it to a data broker, and it gets washed and ends up still in the bad actor's hands? You gotta understand, there's even articles out this week of even our own three-letter agencies buying their data now from data brokers instead of doing the tracking. We need to think dramatically more globally. Your data is a private property right. That will be the only way we end up protecting ourselves from bad actors and sometimes even our own
selves. Time has expired.
And with that, I yield back.
The gentleman from Kentucky Reserves, I believe he has 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes available. And I'll recognize the gentlewoman from Washington.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 30 seconds to the gentleman from Michigan, Mr. Wahlberg.
Gentleman is recognized for 30 seconds.
Mr. Speaker, last March, when I asked about America's data being stored on and accessed by China, TikTok CEO stated under oath that it was not accessible by the CCP. However, this statement was a lie. As her own internal recording said, everything is seen in China. H.R. 7521 gives TikTok and similar apps 6 months to divest from their parent company, ByteDance. It's their choice. TikTok needs to decide whether they value their users or their ties to the Chinese Communist Party more. Simple as that. Vote for this bill. I yield back.
The gentleman yields, and the gentlelady from Washington yields, reserves. Gentleman from Kentucky will be recognized.
I reserve.
The gentleman from Kentucky reserves, and I'll recognize the gentlelady from Washington.
I reserve.
Gentlelady from Washington reserves.
Is the gentlelady prepared to close?
Yes, prepared to close.
You have no other speakers?
I have one more speaker, and we'd like to close. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to reserve until you are ready to, until your time is expired. Are you prepared to close?
I'm prepared to close.
Okay.
The gentlelady has no further speakers.
The gentlelady from Washington has the right to close.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
I'd like to close.
The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know the other side is sincere, and we've not questioned that here today, and I won't question their sincerity. In fact, I think they've identified at least three problems that we have in America: moral decay of our society, invasion of Americans' privacy, and our competitiveness with China. But in this case, their cure is worse than the diseases. You know, there are ways to get at these root problems. We just haven't taken it upon ourselves to address those root problems with actual legislative solutions that have been put forth here in Congress. For instance, Mr. Warren Davidson's The Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act would put a strong stake in the ground to protect Americans' privacy, whether it's from our own government or some foreign governments. That is the kind of thing we need. We need warrants in the FISA program. Our government shouldn't be able to spy on Americans without a warrant, yet they are. Let's bring that to the floor and vote on it. These are the kind of cures we need, not the bill that's offered here today. The bill that's offered here today, even though I know it's offered genuinely, it could also be named the Facebook Protection and Enhancement Act, because it's not the American people who are going to benefit most from this. It will be Facebook. Their stock is going to go up if this bill should pass the Senate. Now, what are some ways that we could improve this bill? Well, it should at least have a sunset. I mean, that's the only reason we're able to debate whether FISA should have warrants in it because it sunsets. And what have we observed? FISA has been abused. That's my concern with this TikTok ban. It will be abused. If it's just banning TikTok and ByteDance and copies of that, why does it need to be 13 pages long? And I know they say it doesn't ban it. It forces divestiture of the company. This sounds like when American companies try to do business in third world countries and a dictator says, well, you can do business here. You just got to give me your company. And now you can continue to do business. We wouldn't let another country take over Ford Motor Company for selling Ford cars in their country. Yet that's what we're wanting to do here. And again, you know, this is a cure that is worse than the disease. Who's going to be prosecuted by this bill? Is it ByteDance or TikTok? Will they be taken to court? No. I mean, they're the target of this, but how do you elicit or effect a ban on them? By prosecuting Americans. The only way you can ban TikTok and the other companies from being here is to say what this bill says, which is we will bring civil action, the government will bring a civil action suit against you if you so much as host them here. If you have an app store that allows them to be here, you are an American or an American company and you will be the target of this bill. Those are the only people who can be pursued under this bill. And I know it's in order to go after TikTok, or so they say. Well, I would just close by saying that, you know, we're sitting here with phones made in China. We're wearing suits made in China. We drove cars here with chips that are made in China. And they're our foreign adversary. And by golly, we're going to do something about it. What are we going to do? We're going to tell Americans they can't put a piece of software on their computer. They can't go to certain websites that the president designates. So I urge my colleagues to oppose this well-intentioned bill because it will have bad consequences, and I yield back the balance of my time.
The gentleman yields back the balance of his time, and I'll recognize the gentlelady from Washington.
Mr. Speaker, I yield as such time as remains to the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Crenshaw.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has 1 minute and 15 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to address all of my colleagues who I think are confused about the First Amendment, confused about the nature of TikTok, and confused about the intentions of the Chinese Communist Party. Let me explain this really simple. TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is in China. And when you're in China, you have to do whatever the Chinese Communist Party says you have to do. That's according to the national intelligence law passed in 2017. If they want you to spy for them, you will spy for them. That's how that works. They have a board member from the Chinese Communist Party on ByteDance. You wouldn't allow a radio tower owned by the Chinese to be put up right in the middle of Washington, D.C., and then allow it to just put out Chinese propaganda. You'd probably complain about that. That's exactly what TikTok can be used for, because millions of Americans are addicted to it. They see it, and the Chinese can absolutely manipulate those algorithms. The First Amendment does not give the Chinese Communist Party the right to American data or the right to manipulate the minds of Americans. That would be a really weird interpretation of the First Amendment. The primary counterarguments to this bill seem to be as shallow as, you know, well, it doesn't do everything I want, and Facebook's really mean. And I don't want them to make money. So what, then that means you owe Chinese access to all of our data and access to manipulate the minds of Americans? I don't think so. This is a very specific bill, very specifically tailored. It does not harm American companies or American individuals. You know it. You got to read it. Pass this bill. And I yield back.
All time for a debate is completed. The question is, will the House suspend the rules and pass the bill H.R. 7521, as amended? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds being in the affirmative.
Mr. Speaker.
What purpose does the gentleman from Kentucky rise?
I request the yeas and nays.
The gentleman from Kentucky requests the yeas and nays. Those favoring a vote by the yeas and nays will rise. A sufficient number having risen, the yeas and nays are ordered. Members will record their votes by electronic device. This is a 15-minute vote.
elected.
On this vote, the yeas are 352, the nays are 65. One present, two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed. And without the objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. Pursuant to Clause 8 of Rule 20, the unfinished business is the question on suspending the rules and pass Senate 1278, which the clerk will report by title.
Senate 1278, an act to designate the federal building located at 985 Michigan Avenue in Detroit, Michigan, as the Rosa Parks Federal Building and for other purposes.
The question is, will the bill suspend the rules and pass the bill? So many as are in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. Correct. For what purpose does the gentleman from New York seek recognition?
Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that when the House adjourns today, it adjourn to meet at 11 a.m. on Friday, March 15, 2024, and further, when the House adjourns on that date, it adjourned to meet at noon on Tuesday, March 19, 2024, for morning hour debate and 2 p.m. for legislative business.
Without objection.